Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Today, a man with a degree in government from the University of Texas who spent years in the shadowy world of the private sector defense contractors and subcontractors for the CIA and the Pentagon emerges into the full scrutiny of congressional oversight. The confirmation hearings for John Brennan, President Obama's man to head the CIA, in just a moment. We're also going to think about how the visualization of raw data gives us a much deeper sense of the impact of gun violence in the United States. And the Arab Spring through the eyes of some artists in Cairo later this hour. But first, John O'Brennan faces the music on Capitol Hill in his confirmation hearings to be head of the CIA. Brennan has been both the driver and spokesman for some of the legacy events in the Obama administration. Some events bad.
I told the president today, I let him down. I am the president's assistant for Homeland Security and counterterrorism. And I told him that I will do better and we will do better as a team.
That's Brennan speaking in January of 2010 as Obama counterterrorism chief, apologizing after the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula Christmas Day bombing attempt in 2009. AQAP was also found responsible for mailing explosive packages less than a year later, around Halloween in 2010.
The individual who has been making these bombs, whether it be the one that was given to Umar Farooq Abdulmutallab or whether the one that was attempted to assassinate Prince Mohammed bin Nayef in Saudi Arabia, or the ones that were found in these packages, is a very dangerous individual, clearly somebody who has a fair amount of training and experience, and we need to find him. We need to bring him to justice as soon as we can.
And by then, John Brennan himself had more training and experience as a trusted advisor of the president. Brennan spent years as CEO of the shadowy defense and intelligence consultancy in the Virginia suburbs of Washington, just a short drive from CIA HQ at Langley. Analysis, Inc., it's called. It's now part of the huge and influential public-private revolving door defense and intelligence company named GTEC. Brennan's supposed good work involves his role in the killing of Osama bin Laden, the leadership of the drone anti-terror program in Pakistan and Afghanistan and elsewhere, and his aggressive, almost Dick Cheney-like embrace of tough interrogation tactics in dealing with terrorists. Today, this official, reviled by many human rights organizations and hated by many civil libertarians, is also one of Barack Obama's closest advisors. Brennan led the way in focusing U.S. efforts on Yemen and the Arabian Peninsula al-Qaeda factions.
Our Yemeni partners are more eager to work with us. Yemeni citizens who have been freed from the hellish grip of AQAP are more eager, not less, to work with the Yemeni government. In short, targeted strikes against the most senior and most dangerous AQAP terrorists are not the problem. They are part of the solution.
In many ways, Brennan is the man with his finger on the trigger of the drone program, a new high-tech war asset run entirely out of the White House, like nukes and covert ops. Legality of drones, not an issue for Brennan.
As a matter of domestic law, the Constitution empowers the president to protect the nation from any imminent threat of attack.
Some views now on John O. Brennan, soon to become the USA's chief spymaster as head of the CIA. Joining us, Glenn Greenwald, columnist on civil liberties and U.S. national security issues for The Guardian newspaper. Glenn, welcome.
Great to be here.
What's your assessment of Brennan going in?
It's a very controversial policy, a nominee in light of his not only involvement in, but explicit support for many of the most controversial policies of the Bush-era CIA, including torture and rendition. He's the official who made false statements about the raid on Osama bin Laden, that bin Laden had engaged in a firefight and used his wife as a human shield, and also claimed there were no civilian casualties in Pakistan from drone strikes during a period of time when there were many. And so I think there'll be a lot of very aggressive questions from both Republican and Democratic senators on the committee.
On the OBL raid, the misstatement, is it possible that's a fog of war misstatement, or do you think he was deliberately misleading?
I think he was deliberately misleading. If you have a situation where there is the fog of war, what you would expect is that half the time the statements that you make that end up being inaccurate are helpful to your case and half the time they are undermining of it. In Brennan's case, the false statements that he makes always end up advancing U.S. interests, which suggests that it's highly deliberate. There was zero basis for believing that bin Laden engaged in a firefight or used his wife as a human shield. It was a complete fabrication, and it played a vital role in shaping how the world perceived of the killing of Osama bin Laden in those crucial 24 hours after it was first announced.
Let's talk about the drone program. The president ran on his success in killing Osama bin Laden. How is it the case that this is controversial in any way? It seems to be, at least from the administration's perspective, a signature success that has no controversy at all in their view.
Well, first of all, the first time that President Obama ran, he ran on a platform that denounced the Bush-Cheney approach to terrorism, specifically the view that presidents have the power to simply accuse people of being terrorists and then punish them without charging them with the crime or offering them any due process or opportunity to contest the charges. There, he was condemning the Bush-Cheney policy simply of detaining people who were accused of being terrorists without offering them a chance to contest the allegations. And now what you have is President Obama not merely detaining people based on his say-so, but targeting them for execution, for depriving them of their lives in complete secrecy and with no transparency, completely contrary to everything he and other Democratic Party officials claim they believed during the Bush years.
Let's talk about whether this is a question of inheriting a policy from the Bush administration and simply taking some sort of strategic advantage from it. Or is Brennan the kind of character similar to Cheney and Rumsfeld in that he attempts to roll the lawyers in the administration, get them to produce opinions that he wants, as opposed to being handed opinions that already justify what the administration is after?
Right. So there are some programs that Obama has simply continued from the Bush years, although he's had 4 years in office. If he wanted to stop them, he could have, but he's continued them. And then other ones that he's expanded or even created. There were no Americans targeted for assassination during the 8 years of the Bush presidency. That is a new concoction of the Obama administration. Same with the persecution of whistleblowers, secrecy and the like. And the problem is the one that you just alluded to, which is the way that things are supposed to work is if the president's conduct is of questionable legality, independent courts are supposed to decide whether it violates the law. We've dispensed with that. The courts no longer are able to adjudicate the president's conduct or willing to do so. Instead, the president's own underlings in the Justice Department are manipulated and told to find these programs legal, and then that's what they do.
Finally, what do you make of the succession of Brennan after Petraeus?
I think that it'll basically be a continuation, except that Brennan has become even more central to many of these most controversial policies. He has even more power in the Obama administration than General Petraeus did, and I think it signals a desire on the part of President Obama to continue, not just to continue, but to even expand some of these policies that really should be causing more controversy than they are.
If there's not an extramarital affair in the Obama administration, it's a blank check on security policies. Is that the message here?
Yeah, apparently you're allowed to endorse torture, target American citizens for death in secret, but you just can't have an extramarital affair.
Glenn Greenwald, a columnist on civil liberties and U.S. national security issues for The Guardian newspaper. Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you.